Once in the summertime, between a pretty farmhouse and a lovely little stream, a duck was sitting on her nest waiting for her eggs to hatch. And she was very, very glad the day she finally heard pecking and crackling and rumbling and eventually peep, peep, peeping, because it meant those little baby birds were coming out of their egg. And she looked at them all and said, "Oh, excellent, are you all here?" And then she looked into her nest and noticed that there was still one great big egg, way bigger than the other eggs, in her nest. "Oh dear," she said, and sat back down again, thinking, "I hope this one hatches soon, because I'm really getting awfully tired of all this sitting." Well, eventually, that last egg did hatch. Peep, peep, peep. Out came a great big, dirty gray, awkward-looking baby bird. And she said, "This baby's kind of ugly. Yeah, you might know something about this one." So she said, "Let's run right on down to the water and have a swim." And she was relieved as she watched all her ducklings swim that even the big ugly one was able to swim well in the water. She said, "Well, this is something. He uses his legs well. He holds himself upright in the water. Maybe if you look at him just the right way, he's not quite so ugly after all." She said to her babies, "Let's go to the barnyard and I'll introduce you to all the other farm animals." And so they went there to make themselves at home, and things went well for all of the yellow fluffy ducklings, but the ugly duckling got picked on by everybody, not just the other ducks, but the other poultry, and in fact, all the animals were always telling him how ugly he was, chasing him, teasing him, pecking him. Even his brothers and sisters weren't very nice to him. Sometimes they said, "Oh, you're so ugly, I wish the cat would get you." So finally, the poor duckling couldn't take it anymore and ran away. He ran across meadows until he came to a lake, and there were some wild ducks who said, "You sure are ugly." And along came some geese who said, "Hello, you're so ugly, we kind of like you. Would you like to hang out with us?" But that turned out not to work so well either, because those geese were always being chased by hunters and their dogs. So the duckling kept on running, and a summer storm came along, pouring down rain, just drenched him and pummeled him, and he thought he could barely keep walking. And near the end of the day, he came to a sort of dilapidated cottage, and he decided to take refuge inside there. And in this cottage, he found there was a woman living with her pets. And they said to the duckling, "Do you know how to lay eggs?" "No," he said, "I don't." And so they weren't very interested in him. And so he just had to kind of stand in the corner, feeling all lonely and sad. And when the sun came out and was shining again and the breezes were blowing, he left the cottage. And he walked until he found a place that had some water. It wasn't a very pretty place, so no other animals really liked to be there, which made it work out kind of good for the duckling. There was nobody to pick on him. And he could swim and he could eat and he could grow. And so that's where he passed the summer. And autumn came, the trees of the forest began to turn yellow and gold. And one evening, as the winds started to get a little colder, he saw in the sky a flock of the most amazingly beautiful birds. They were glistening white. He could tell they had soft white feathers. Their wingspans were immense, and they were crying out the most haunting cry he had ever heard. And seeing those birds somehow made him stretch out his neck and cry out the most peculiar cry. He scared himself with the sound he made. He didn't know that those birds were called swans, but he felt toward them the way he'd felt toward no other bird ever anywhere. Well, winter came and it got colder and colder, and the ugly duckling found that he had to paddle around in his little pond all the time to keep it from freezing. Gradually, ice was forming over the surface, and so he would try to keep the water stirred up. But eventually, he got so exhausted and it got so cold that he actually got stuck frozen in the ice. Luckily, a farmer came along who saw him stuck there and bashed the ice with a shoe and scooped the little bird up and took him home, thinking, well, maybe being inside in the warmth will help him revive. And sure enough, in the warmth of the kitchen, the duckling did begin to come to. But as soon as he was moving around a little bit, the children in the house thought, oh, this will be fun to play with this little duckling. Well, that scared him, and he started to sort of flop and flutter all around the kitchen, knocking things down, spilling the food. Pretty soon, the mother was yelling and clapping and chasing him. Oh, he was terrified. Luckily, the door was open a little way, and he managed to escape. He ran out the door and hid in some bushes in the new fallen snow. Well, the winter was long and difficult. But one morning, the duckling realized he was feeling warmth of sunshine on his feathers and that larks were singing, and he looked around and saw that spring had come. So he began to flap his wings, and he noticed that they felt bigger and stronger than they ever had before. And before he knew it, he was lifting up into the sky, flying along, looking down over the landscape. And soon he was passing over a beautiful garden. All the apple trees were in blossom there. And as he looked down on this lovely garden, out of a thicket, he saw three of those amazing, beautiful white birds come swimming along on the stream. And he just couldn't stop himself. He said, "I don't care what happens to me. I have to go down and get a closer look at those birds." So he flew down and he landed on the water. And as soon as he was there in the stream, in the garden as well, those three birds that he had seen came swimming toward him, and they had their wings outstretched. And he thought, "Oh dear, now they're going to come and hit me." And so he ducked his head down toward the water, and he caught a glimpse of himself there in the clear reflection. And he didn't see a bird that was dirty, gray, and awkward and unpleasant to look at. He saw a beautiful white bird with a graceful neck and glistening feathers. He was a swan. And just then, as those other swans were stroking his neck in welcome, some children came running into the garden with breadcrumbs because they wanted to feed the birds in the pond. "Look, look," they said, "there's a new swan among the other three. And isn't he the most beautiful of them all?" Well, that bird hardly knew what to do. He ruffled his feathers and arched his neck, and he said to himself, "When I was an ugly duckling, I had no idea that it was possible to be this happy." So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Dear God, we ask you to always be reminding us that we are wonderfully made and deeply beloved by you. We ask you to teach us how to see and recognize and feel your spirit at work in our lives. We know that you are near, and so we do not lose heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.